Day 8. The able mentor met who?
So, where were we, Patrick? Oh, yes. Groups of words that go together or don't go together, units, or what was that term?
Constituent.
Yes. And how do we know when a word group is a constituent or not?
Well, we saw yesterday what can happen when you try to move something around in the sentence.
You're putting the cart before the horse, Patrick. What tells you that something is a constituent is your own intuition as a native speaker. What the movement test does is give support to that intuition. So movement is one way, but there are others.
I thought so.
Here, let me show you. I'll make up a sentence. Something anybody might say. Like, the able mentor meant the eager pupil in the office right after lunch.
Anybody might say that, Marta?
Of course. Now, suppose for some reason you didn't catch the beginning of my sentence. You heard only the blumthum printer met. You might ask.
Oh, who met the eager pupil? And so on.
So who refers to what here?
The able mentor, of course.
And since who can, in a sense, substitute for it all, the able mentor is a
constituent.
Yes, a noun phrase. Now, suppose it was a different part of my sentence that you didn't catch. You heard something like, the able mentor met Thea Girlpool in, you might say, what now?
You mean, the able mentor met who in the office? And who here refers to the eager pupil, another constituent, another noun phrase, right?
I'd say so. And notice also that the pronouns he or she could substitute for the able mentor. Another test for constituency.
And him or her for the eager pupil, of course.
Yes, good, Patrick. And you know what I'm leading up to next?
I sure do. You're going to garble the other parts of the sentence and see what I come up with.
Then let's just cut to the chase, so to speak. If you didn't catch the office part or the lunch part, you'd probably ask met.
Met where? Met when? Both substituting for constituents.
Yes, and so would the pronouns there and then.
Right. Met there, met then.
Which are adverbs, substituting for in the office, right after lunch, which are prepositional phrases. So, Patrick, what's the test for constituency we've been using in all this?
You mean making substitutions?
Yes, in these cases with WH question words, with pronouns, and with adverbs. But let's finish up with one more kind. Suppose I ask the question, who met the eager pupil in the office right after lunch? What would be a plausible response?
I guess the able mentor, no?
Okay, but also, the able mentor did, right?
Sure, I get it. So did here substitutes for the whole rest of the sentence. Met the eager pupil in the office right after lunch.
Which, of course, is again a constituent. In this case, a verb phrase. So if you can replace whole stretches of language with forms like pronouns, question words, adverbs, do, did, verb forms, you know you've got what?
Constituents.
Go to the head of your class.